I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. Just outside of Washington, D.C. in Virginia, a 23-year-old singer-songwriter named Tao Nguyen is ready to hit it big. She's just been signed to a major indie label, and this spring she's touring the country with her band.
Oh, geography is gonna make a mess of me.
But Arlington, Virginia is where Tao grew up, and even if stardom is imminent, Arlington is where she's staying these days. Her mother, an immigrant from Vietnam, owns a coin laundromat and dry cleaning business.
Laundry and dry cleaning.
We sent producer Jesse Dukes there to meet up with Tao Nguyen and her mom.
Yeah, traffic, you know?
Yes.
Oh, terrible. I just thought to my
daughter. The laundromat is in a mini mall, one of several mini malls in the area, and it looks like, you know, a laundromat. A long, narrow room lined with washers and dryers. Tao and her mother Nan offer me green tea with ginger, and we chat a little.
I worked here the most when I was
15 years old.
12, 13, and all through high school. And when, even when I was hanging out, if there was a big load, my mom would call me.
What would you say?
I said, okay, stop by, help me. I have a lot to do, something like that.
I think she paid me $20 a day.
That's it. Very cheap labor.
Very cheap labor, that's right.
At the same time she was helping out her mom, Tao was already writing songs. And when she was a teenager, she started playing music at open mic nights, usually at bars or coffee shops and other mini malls.
And my mom actually was really lenient about curfews and stuff, because we'd have to stay pretty late. But it's hard to walk into an open mic night as a female with an acoustic guitar. You're immediately dismissed. You're a joke. It's over. The best way was to just start playing guitar and do it in a way that commanded something besides dismissal, you know.
As it turns out, Tao's acoustic guitar playing is exquisite. She doesn't do a lot of simple chord strumming. Instead, she fingerpicks complicated melodies while keeping a real rock and roll drive behind the songs. She spent hours teaching herself to play, usually while she was working at the laundromat.
So if I came here to do my laundry, I'd go and get changed, and you'd be playing guitar, and you'd have to stop.
Yeah, right. And then you would probably apologize and say sorry, and then I'd be like, this is my job, it's okay. I'd get paid $20 a day to do this. And then if you know, no one was at the counter, then I'd sit out here, and then I'd try to play softly.
Tao's mother sunk her savings into buying the laundromat in 1997, after Tao's father left the family. She'd never run a business before, and apparently she figured it out pretty quickly.
After your separation or divorce, did things get tougher to support the family?
Oh, yeah, the first year.
But you've been working 7 days
a week? 7 days a week,
ever
yeah.
Since then?
I don't need to rest. Just after finish everything, that's a happy day for me.
After she finishes everything at the laundromat, that's a happy day.
Talk soft so you fall asleep. Cook your dinner but you would not eat. Your sharp mouth forgets when you swore, God damn, you wouldn't do it again.
Tao wrote Feet Asleep for the new album as a tribute to her mom.
I mean, she's seriously the most amazing woman and the strongest and most durable human being I've ever met. And I watched The Laundromat when she was away, and I did maybe a third of what she normally does for 3 days, and I was exhausted, just exhausted.
Patch you up, but all these years, my feet asleep, move them around, that they might breathe.
Tao's mother loves the song, and really, she loves all of Tao's songs. She sells her CDs at the laundromat and will even make unsuspecting customers call Tao so they can tell her how much they like her music. And she's always telling Tao to be more showy on stage. You know, dress up, wear makeup, move around more.
And actually, my mom made me a shirt. Right, Mom?
Yeah, with the design. The words, rock and roll. Skull.
Wait. You made a shirt that says rock and roll,
fabric.
Skulls and bones?
I think she has the material because she made it out here.
Okay.
See the school scare people?
Okay, so then
what was the cut, Mom?
The sexy cut. Just like this. From here, no arm here.
Oh, no arm.
See?
Tao has a rehearsal later in the afternoon, and on the way, we stop at her mom's house, a red brick ranch on a quiet street in Arlington. Tao's grandma lives there too, and as soon as she sees me, she offers me some rice and tofu.
Thank you. This is
and eventually, we get to talking about music.
There are things that I say in my songs that I would never say in real life, you know, and only when pressed would acknowledge. Like Beat, for instance, it's a very lyrically dark song.
Beat my heart, beat my chest, beat the ones who love me the best. Oh, how could...
Tao says a lot of the new album, We Brave, Bee Stings and All, is about making sense of her father leaving and how that's affected her.
It wasn't until the end of college where I started to kind of relive it. Not just the trauma of him leaving, but also how we were similar. That I can pretty much walk away from a relationship or a friendship with no qualms. Like, I can justify letting it just kind of dissipate from my life.
Can you feel like you have that in common with your father?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's the reason I can do that, you know?
How can you stand it when I'm
when she's not on tour with the band, the Get Down, Stay Down, Tao stays rent-free at her mom's house in Arlington. The three other guys in the band all live and work in Virginia. She's also lived in San Francisco, which some might find more exciting than Northern Virginia.
I find that it's such a stimulating place to be. And after a night of drinking or merrymaking, I'll come home and be like, well, I should have just stayed in and did the thing that I love, you know.
You don't love drinking and merrymaking?
I mean, sometimes too much. But often not enough to be doing it. And that's why the suburbs were such a productive time for me, because I was unhappy, and there was nowhere I wanted to be anyway. You know, you leave the house just to be outside your house, but you're looking at other houses that look like your house. So in a way, I think it's better to come from a place that's not as vibrant or alive, because you have to infuse your life with something rather than just absorbing it from the outside.
At the age of 23, Tao's already found a way to make a living doing what she loves, and she could pretty much do it anywhere. So it's impressive that she has such a strong appreciation of family and home. And it reminds me of something her mother said back at the Met.
Sometimes I think her idea older than her eyes, you know.
Wait, say that again, I'm sorry.
She said sometimes she thinks my ideas are older than my age. That's a good line, Mom.
Good.
For Studio 360, I'm Jesse Dukes.
The catch is, you stay and see what becomes of us. Shake, 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 frame of this house. Distress the world, make it shout. Hop, 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 hop. And as sharp as I sting, as sharp as I sing, it still soothes you, doesn't it? Like a lick of ice cream.
You can hear a full track from Tao Win's record, We Brave, Bee Stings and All, and find out where she's touring at studio360.org.